June 4, 1919, in order for redemption to be complete, Jesus was to suffer injustice, hatred, mockeries. And since the divinity was incapable of giving him these pains, this is why he suffered the passion from the hands of creatures on the last of his mortal days. I was thinking about the passion of my always lovable Jesus, especially when he found himself under the storm of the scourges, and I thought to myself, when did Jesus suffer more, in the pains which the divinity made him suffer during the whole course of his life, or on the last day from the hands of the Jews? And my sweet Jesus, with the light which he sent to my intellect, told me, "My daughter, the pains which the divinity gave me surpass by far those which creatures gave me, both in power and in intensity, multiplicity and length of time. However, there was not injustice or hatred, but highest love and accord on the part of all three divine persons in the commitment which I had taken upon myself to save souls at the cost of suffering as many deaths for as many creatures as would come out to the light of creation, and which the Father had granted to me with highest love. Injustice and hatred do not exist in the divinity, nor can they exist. Therefore, it was unable to make me suffer these pains. But man, with sin, had committed highest injustice, hatred, etc., and in order to glorify the Father completely, I was to suffer injustice, hatred, mockeries, etc. This is why, on the last of my mortal days, I suffered the passion on the part of creatures, in which the injustices, the hatred, the mockeries, the revenges and the humiliations that they used against me were so many as to render my poor humanity the opprobrium of all, to the point that I did not look like a man. They disfigured me so much that they themselves were horrified in looking at me. I was the abject and the refuse of all. Therefore, I could call them two distinct passions. Creatures could not give me as many deaths or pains, for as many creatures, and as many sins as they would commit. They were incapable of it. Therefore the divinity took on this commitment, but with highest love and accord on both sides. Besides, the divinity was incapable of injustice, etc. So, creatures took over, and I completed the work of redemption in everything. How much souls cost me, this is why I love them so much. Another day I was thinking to myself, "My beloved Jesus has taught me so many things. And I, have I been attentive in doing all that he taught me? Oh, how meager I am in pleasing him. How incapable I feel of everything. So, his many teachings will be my condemnation." And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, why do you afflict yourself? The teachings of your Jesus will never serve to condemn you. Even if you did only once what I have taught you, you would still place a star in the heaven of your soul. In fact, just as I extended a heaven over the human nature and my fiat studded it with stars, in the same way, I extended a heaven in the depth of the soul, and the fiat of the good which she does, because any good is a fruit of my will, comes to embellish this heaven with stars. Therefore, if she does 10 goods, she places 10 stars in it. If 1,000, 1,000 stars. So, think rather of repeating my teachings as much as you can, in order to stud the heaven of your soul with stars, so that it will not be inferior to the heaven that shines upon your horizon. And each star will carry the mark of the teaching of your Jesus. How much honor you will give me.